like to think of money as energy. Like money is this beautiful yellow-white light. And it's a great way for our spirit guides to bless us or to give us a gift. It's easy for them to send us a material thing as a way to bring joy to us or make us feel safer or light us up. It's fun for them to use the material plane to do that for us, to bring us that spark, to elevate our mood. Usually, if the spirit guides can't get through to us to bring us that kind of abundance, is because we're blocking it in some way. So let's pray about that. Breathe deeply so that you start to move your energy in your body so that the spirit guides and the angels can get in there and work. Meaning if we're blocked up in any way, we need to get out of the way so that they can pour energy of abundance or light, prosperity through us. So sit up straight, breathe. Let your shoulders start to move fluidly, your arms fluidly, your upper body, just let it twist left, right. Allow the energy to move it. Try not to move with your muscles. Breathe deeply to bring the energy through you. We ask our spirit guides and our angels to move in around us. We ask them to remove whatever's in our way. Whether we're uncomfortable about asking for money or we feel guilty about asking for it, we ask that these patterns are moved out so that our spirit guides can bring us all kinds of joy in lots of different ways, like love or health or fun or money. We ask that they move in around us and that we are out of their way. We ask that we're able to let go of anything constricting the flow through us. We ask that we become this river of light from our shoulders down to our feet, from above our head, over the shoulders, down through our hips, knees, ankles, out our feet, out our hands. We ask that we get into this flow of high vibration. For some reason, some people think that money is a low vibration, but I've never experienced it like that. My whole life, I've seen and felt the high quality of energy in money. I see it as this energy that I can use. I can feed my children with it. I can clothe them with it. I can buy them things for their kitchens when they have their apartments with it. I can raise my own vibration by buying something really pretty to wear to a party or an event. This helps me to walk tall, to be proud, to stay centered, to stay grounded among all the people. I see money as a blessing from my spirit guides, as a way to take care of my health, my spine, my muscles, to buy foods that nurture me instead of harm me. I see money as a way to create a space for myself, like a sanctuary, where I can be with my angels and guides, or rest, or sleep. I see money as a way to give my children experiences, classes, so that they continue to develop and to grow. I see money as a way for me to visit my family, my mother, my father, to help take care of them and love them, nurture them. Money and the circulation of money in your life is a great way to practice whether you're moving energy through your body and your life or not. If God's light is pouring through me, I have to be open to receiving it first. If I'm guarded or defending myself, the light can't come through. It can't come in. So practicing receiving is really helpful in raising my vibration. If I can receive God's light, angelic light, through me, then I have plenty to give. I can give to all of the people who come for energy healings. I can give to my children, friends, family. I can give to myself. I can be happy. I can be super creative if I'm receiving light into my chakras, into my vortexes. If I'm full, my energy bubble is full, then I have tons to give. If we're blocked in any way about receiving money, it means that something in us is also blocked for receiving God's light. Because when I see abundance coming into me or into people who call in for healings, it looks like yellow sparkly light. It looks like a blessing pouring over them. So our job is to call it in and then receive it. The same as when we call in God's light or angelic light. we have to open ourselves up to receive it. So let's do that together. Keep breathing, moving your shoulders, allowing them to loosen. Let your spine sway like a tree in the wind. And we ask our spirit guides and our angels to bring in the energy of abundance. We ask that we're out of the way. Whatever is blocking us from receiving that abundance, we ask that it's removed right now. Imagine that you're just opening your arms and your chest and receiving sunlight into the front of you, into your face, your throat, your chest. Imagine that that sunlight is abundance. It is money. It is the energy of money. Not a bad thing, but a wonderful blessing from God and from the angels. We receive it. We take it in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We receive it. I'm rotating right, back, left, front, round and round. This is just happening. The big upper vortex of the energy field is spinning. There's this one level of the energy field that's made up of this huge upper vortex that opens above us and a huge vortex that opens below us like a skirt, like we're wearing a skirt that spins around our legs. As we activate this upper half and lower half of the energy field, we pull it in. We pull in abundance. Imagine you're wearing some new clothes. You're just walking on the beach barefoot, and you're wearing new clothes that make you feel so spiritual, so light, so free. Imagine you're hearing the sound of the waves. Visualize opening your arms as if to say, thank you for this new life that I have because all of my monetary needs are met. Breathe that in. All of our needs are met. Breathe that in. God's presence is with us. We are cared for. We are fulfilled. We are cared for. All of our needs are met. There is plenty. Thank you, angels. Thank you, spirit guides. There's plenty. There's so much. There's more and more where that came from. It keeps coming. It keeps coming into us. We give thanks. We receive. Let's open our heart chakra. Imagine your heart is opening and you're receiving. Thank you, thank you. As if to say, is this for me? Is this all for me? It's for me? Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're getting used to receiving. We're getting used to this light that is money coming into our lives. Now I want you to imagine that you're holding your hands out, cupping them in front of you, and a spirit guide or angel is pouring yellow gold into your hands. It's energy, but it's like gold and wealth. And you're just staring at it and feeling it like, oh my gosh, there's so much. They're pouring in an endless amount. It's spilling out of my hands. It's falling at my feet. There's so much of it. An endless flow. We ask that we are in that flow. We're not standing outside of it feeling poor or deprived or without, but we're right in the waterfall of the flow of currency, of light. We're right in the blessings, the flow of blessings. We receive, we receive, we receive. We allow this to come in. We're out of the way. We take it in. We receive it. We allow the angels to bless us. We allow them to feed us light, plenty of light, and more where that came from. Imagine standing in a waterfall of light. Your arms are open. Your hands are held out. Your head is back, and you're just feeling the light pour over you. And this is abundance. We give thanks. We give thanks. We give thanks. Imagine that this light goes all the way to your feet so that we manifest it. To me, the feet and legs are all about action and earth plane and manifestation. So we want to bring that light all the way through to our feet. Imagine that the floor around us, the ground around our feet, is turning yellow. There's yellow light flowing over it, and it's sparkling, and it's like gold. So that we're now immersed in gold. We're immersed in prosperity. We're immersed in wealth. Because that is a way the spirit guides can make us feel safe, happy, fun, healthy, cherished on earth. It's an easy way for them to give to us. I receive, I receive, I receive. With this meditation, we're actually not only calling in prosperity, but we're also pulling in God's light. We're pulling in this feeling of angels, this feeling of the universe, this feeling of being cared for. We're connecting to the flow. Money is just one little way that that energy can pour in and through us. Love is another way that energy can pour in and through us. So use this money meditation to actually get excited and get the feeling and the flow of God's light moving through us. All of our needs are met when we're in this flow. We give thanks. We ask that our vibrations are moved to a higher level as we focus on money, which then brings in the flow, which then brings in more of God's light and more angelic light. We give thanks. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to the light.